This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
You know, when an issue surfaces that the progressive mob doesn't like, you can bet that a few woke corporations will swoop down and act like the fourth branch of government. The election law passed in Georgia is just the most recent example. Corporate influence and interference is now spreading to other states, now considering laws to improve election integrity. Now, you might wonder why the country's corporations don't stop and consider the implications for their companies. Haven't they learned the lesson from other companies that have paid a price in their bottom line for social activism? A few examples are Dick's Sporting Goods, Target Stores, and Gillette. The CEO of Coca-Cola took to the media to voice his displeasure, using a British accent, about the Georgia voting law. Almost immediately, that brought attention to the company doing business in China with oppressive human rights violations. And the CEO of Delta Airlines seems to think that it is racist to require Georgia voters to show an ID when Delta requires every passenger to do so at check-in. Is he the best voice for the oppressed when you consider that he makes more money in one day than the average American makes in a year? Add to that the revelation that Delta has been working with legislative leaders to exclude some controversial proposals and then suddenly jumped into the debate as if this was the first they'd heard of the bill. And have you noticed that corporations never jump into a political debate until they feel they have more to lose by being neutral? They fear the progressive mob, but perhaps it's time for them to fear the moderate and conservative consumer. They also drink soda, fly airplanes, and buy baseball tickets. Most Americans really don't want corporations and companies to take sides, produce the best product or service, and stay out of politics and the culture wars. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. pointofview.net.